Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Now we are children of God. What we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when He, Christ, appears, we shall be like Him. Do you remember? Do you remember the pastor who first baptized you? The first church that you attended? The first Sunday school teacher? The first friend you made in college? Do you remember the first sermon that was preached from this chapel when you were first year students? Do you at least remember the person who preached it? I don't. There are a lot of things that we would like to remember, but we forgot. There are a lot of other things we should have forgotten, but we keep on remembering. Praise the Lord, O my soul, forget not His benefits, the psalmist says. There is so much for us to remember. There is so much for us to remember, especially this, that we are children of God. We know that repetition is the mother of learning. In the 4 years most of us have been here, if you all came to chapel every day, we have heard 650 sermons. We participated in at least 100 communion worship services. 650 sermons in the last 4 years preached from this chapel and also from the other worship ceremonies you've been participating would be enough for you and I to preach for the next 13 years at 50 sermons a year. Well, 13 times 3 will take us to the retirement age for most of us sitting here. For many of us, it would even be sooner. But every day we have to go back to the text, understand our people, be with them, listen to God's word to us so that we may speak this word to them. This word that we are children of God. So simple as it is. That is how the gospel is. The mighty one chose to speak to us simpletons in simple language. In fact, the mighty revelation that we have in Scripture could be summarized in simple letters like three-letter words, four-letter words, and five-letter words. Life itself is a four-letter word, but worthy to live. Grace, slightly longer, but a simple word. We make it difficult. Satan has made it difficult. The world has made it difficult for us to live a simple life, a life that was given to us by God. Let's go back to remembering. Do you remember the erst optative of didomi? How about the niphel or the hithpile of sakar? It does make a difference from hithpile to niphel or vice versa. You forgot, I know, but you can look it up. But there are a few things that we simply could not always look up. We need to be remembering that we are children of God. Let's say we are driving. We took the lesson, reading the text, and we actually passed the written test in flying colors. But it takes a different stance to be able to drive on the road. If you want to make a left turn, you cannot turn page 5 and then decide what's going on in the book so that you can make the turn. Life is worth remembering. In our life with Jesus, in our walk with our Lord, as we lead God's people in the way that He taught us to go as His children, there is a lot of things that He has given us to remember. Remember that you are children of God, not on your own, but by the power of the Spirit working in our hearts. Formerly, we were not children. We were not God's people. We were alienated, separated from the kingdom of God. We were under the powers of darkness, ruled by Satan, lost, condemned, dead. But now we are children of God, not slaves, but children of God, free to live a life in Him because of the one who freed us by His shed blood on the cross. Worth remembering. If children, we are heirs of the kingdom of God. John writes to us that there is something more to come. We don't know what we shall be. But we do know this, when Jesus, our Lord, appears, we shall be like Him. Remember the Greek, the word here is not homoousios, but homoios. We shall be like Him. Because we are created, He, our Lord, is begotten. We are made, He is not made. We are of the dust of the earth, He is of the same substance with the Father. God of God He is. We are created in time, He was begotten before all worlds. We are not Him, we are like Him because He made us to be like Him by the waters of baptism, by the word of grace and forgiveness spoken to us daily so that we may walk in His footsteps. So that by our walking with Him, by our being nourished by His word, we may also nourish others so that they too may walk in the newness of life. The greatest mystery of life is always combined with the greatest simplicity of expression. It does not take a genius to tell someone that he loves the other person. Does not take a scholar to tell somebody else that God indeed loves that person. The greatest love the world need to know has been manifested in God's only Son, Jesus Christ, and it is Him that we proclaim, we are called to witness, and it is because of Him that we are children of God. It is so good to be in this place. We've been here 4 years. We have really made this place our home. I, coming 10,000 miles away from a different country and culture, have made myself fit into this culture and call this place my home. Not because this culture is so good, not because the people are so nice, but because me and you, God has made through His only Son, His children. It is good to be here. But it is also good to know that God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That God wants all people to have the power to become the children of God as He sent His only Son into the world. It is to that purpose that we are asked to remember and forget not His benefits. The world began to speak different languages and spread out into different cultures. We know because of the Tower of Babel. That was a time of confusion. The people out in the world are still under the Tower of Babel, trying to build their own towers to God, trying to find their own ways to God so that they may, in their own might and right, find fulfillment. However, as people began to compete with God, God confused their language, and here we are speaking different languages, sometimes not really going on, not understanding what's really going on in our speech. But God, on the day of Pentecost, sent His Spirit upon us so that when Peter spoke one language, people who were used to speaking many other languages heard the same message the same way. If Pentecost brought confusion into the world, and if Tower of Babel brought confusion into the world, if the Tower of Babel caused people to disperse and become different from one to the other, Pentecost brought fusion into the world. Because of the word that was proclaimed mightily, the word that witnessed Jesus Christ as a Savior, the only Savior of the world, because of that word, given by the Spirit, spoken by the apostles, we are brought into fusion, into God's presence, into his companionship. It is that call, enunciated, empowered, initiated by the Holy Spirit, that we extend to our people, that they are indeed God's children. Well, still you do not know, most of you do not remember, what is the optative aorist of didomi. But you can look it up from Wells's Grammar, page 341. The other Hebrew word I mentioned, you will have to wait till July when the Bartle Grammar comes out. But remember this, and do not forget, you are children of God. You are called to bring others to God's household. May God bless us and grant this grace for Christ's sake. Amen.